In a classroom, students are not the only ones who are doing the learning. Today, I'm going to share with you four things that my kindergarten students taught me about life.
Hello, and welcome to Making Number Sense Make Sense, a podcast for elementary teachers, specifically early elementary teachers, looking to really make an impact in the number sense of their students.
It can be really easy to get caught up in the rush of feeling pressure to get through all of this curriculum and make sure students understand. And the wins that we can see as teachers, especially in kids in math, that can be such a difficult topic for kids to really engage in and get into, can be amazing. But that's only a portion of our day. And really what's going on is you're in a room with 20 other people creating a community and a 9-month-long learning experience together. So here are the four things that the kids taught me or reminded me that I need to do to really enjoy life like a kid. The first is to be exuberant. Kids don't feel the need to play it cool or push things to the side or not show how excited they are to do new things. They will show you their joy. They will show you their sadness. But that unfettered exuberance that kids have is something I would like to emulate more in my own life. And letting other people around me know that they are contributing to my joy and not in a you need to do this for me kind of way, just like I really appreciate that you're here with me together kind of way. I don't know if any other teachers experienced this, but my students, when they really like something, when they enjoyed a story that I read or a new math game that I showed them, or a problem to solve, or a puzzle to solve, they would applause, like literal applause after I explained something to them or showed something to them. If they liked it, they were clapping. And pre-2020, I don't ever remember this happening, but it happened every year after. If kids saw something they liked, they would let me know. They would clap, and I was like, oh, feeling like Lady Gaga and her applause song. But it was fun for me to know that they were enjoying what I was doing, because that's what I wanted. I want them to enjoy the experience of coming to school, want to engage in the things that we're doing so that learning can occur in this fun, exciting way. So first thing I learned is to be exuberant. Second thing is to be curious. If you're around little ones, you know that there are questions, questions, questions. Why are we doing this? What is this doing? What does that do? Are we going to do this later? The questions seem to go on and on and on. But little people really do want to know what's going on. They want to know about the world around them. And connecting with people is part about being curious. What do you want to know? What is going on in your day? Tell me about your life. Tell me about your family. That's what can carry a conversation and help you get to know people on a deeper level. And I am guilty of this too, talking about me, me, me. Even here, I'm talking about my experiences with you, but that's because you're not right in front of me to carry on this conversation. But I would love it if you would. You can always find me on Instagram. The link is in my show notes. You can always follow me there, DM me there. I love talking with other people about what are you struggling with? What is a win that you've had? So being curious is the second thing that I made sure to incorporate into my life and reminded to do so by my kindergarten students. The next thing that my kindergarten students taught me is to be helpful. And obviously we're there as teachers to help the kids learn, but also just in the little things. If I ask for help from a student, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? They'll automatically say yes. If they see a classmate struggling, they want to help. If they see a classmate has fallen on the playground, I always had too many volunteers wanting to take them into the clinic for a Band-Aid or to help them feel better. And helping others can help ourselves. It can calm our amygdala, make us feel less stressed, and give us a sense of purpose and belonging. And being helpful is contagious. In a good way, we want to create a community of helpful people, and hopefully they will help other people and help other people, and it goes into the world. But always not at the detriment of yourself, because as teachers, we can often take on too much or try to do too much. And we can't pour from an empty cup, which is a cliche, admittedly, but something to keep in mind. And the last but not least thing that I witnessed every day in my classroom, and I would love to take that out into the world more, is to be kind. You will never meet more sweet, kind, and thoughtful people than a classroom full of five-year-olds. We know that kids can be mean to each other, can be cruel to each other, can hurt each other's feelings, but that is by no means the norm. That happens on occasion. But overall, kids genuinely are really kind and want to be kind to each other. They know what kindness is. They can recognize it in other people. And just like being helpful, kindness is contagious. We do lessons about kindness every year. And there's a video you may have seen before, but my students love it every single year. It's the Life Vest Inside kindness video. And it doesn't have any words, but one person helps somebody. And then that person helps somebody else and helps somebody else. And it's like a helping chain, a kindness chain that gets back to the person who started it. I show students that video every year, and every year they say, "Can we watch it again? Can we watch it again?" They really love it. They recognize it. It gives a warm, fuzzy feeling, and they go out into the world wanting to do. So a little bit of a different type of podcast, but in case you needed a little reminder or something to think on, what you can learn from your students. First one is to be exuberant. Don't be afraid to show people that you are having a good day, you're enjoying things, or when you're not having a good day, just be your authentic self. There is no need to play it cool. The second is to be curious. Curious about yourself, curious about other people, curious about how the world works. Third is to be helpful, not just to yourself, helping yourself, but helping other people around you. And last but not least is to be kind. And I am curious about you. I'm curious about if there's things that resonated with you, if there are things that you've learned from your students, I would love to know. Make sure to give me a follow on Instagram or send me a DM and we can start a chat, a helpfulness, curious, kind chat together. And until then, I will catch you next time. If you're enjoying the podcast, it would mean the world to me if you left a review and shared it with someone who you think might enjoy it as well.